When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Thanks so much for joining me today on The Chalene Show, where we'll be talking about the pitfalls of social media and what to do about it.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
I don't know if you listen to my other podcast. It's called Build Your Tribe, and it's a podcast that I co-host with my son, Brock. Oh, you know what? Before I go any further, let me also mention that we're taking The Chalene Show live. I would love to meet you. If you haven't already, please be sure to check out the cities that we have scheduled by going to ChaleneJohnson.com/ChaleneShowLive and scoop up your tickets. If the city that you live in is not on that list, just get a group together, man. Like, let us know that there are people who are subscribers so that we can get together and we can chat. Like, this is the funnest thing that I've done in a long time. It is a guilty pleasure. Getting to meet you is so cool. All right, now, enough of that. Write yourself a note. You know what? What am I saying? So you don't even have to wait for the podcast to end. You're probably on your phone or a tablet or whatever device you're on. The podcast will just keep playing. Just open up a browser window and go to ChaleneJohnson.com/ChaleneShowLive. And even if you don't, you know, buy the tickets right now or look at the city right now, at least it's open in your browser and you'll remember to do it after you listen. All right, now back to today's topic. My son Brock is the co-host of Build Your Tribe with me. And he's really, I gotta tell you, it was a pretty smart decision on my part because we're really serving a broader audience. People completely relate to where he's at in his business. He's like a year and a half in now and very busy, and it's not his full focus, but it's earning him a full-time living. He has one virtual assistant. You know, he's just starting to build his email list. And as you know, Brett and I together have a team. We have a huge team of people who help us and a staff of virtual assistants. It is sometimes difficult for people who are in business to relate to the advice that I'm giving, even though I'm often giving advice that like the new entrepreneur needs to put in place early. I think there's this tendency where people are like, yeah, that's easy for you to say. So it was really important that I bring on someone from his perspective. And the feedback I've been getting from everybody is like, they freaking love it. So if you don't listen to Build Your Tribe, what are you waiting for? You should subscribe to that show too. The reason why I bring this up is because in an episode I recently did with Brock where we recapped his last year, he surprised me in that episode while I was interviewing. He said that he was going to be signing off of social media. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Like for the week? And he's like, no. For the entire football season, I'm going to just completely sign off. And then he walked me through his decision-making process to reach that decision. Now, today, I don't want to convince you to sign off of social media, but you know, if you want to do that, great. You should probably listen to that episode of Build Your Tribe. What I want to talk to you about is why it's important for us to reframe how much time we're spending on social media, and really, more importantly, what we're doing on social media. Before I start that, actually, no, just don't let me forget that at the end, I'm going to tell you that I just talked to Brock today. It's now been, I don't know, I think a month that he's been off of social. And I'm going to give you an update on how he feels and how he's coped. It's really kind of cool. All right. The reasons why I want you to listen to the suggestions I have for you on how to reframe and restructure and take control of the time you're spending on social media is because we now know that social media kills your energy. You can spend your whole day, or even, let's say you don't spend your whole day, you can spend an hour more than what you mean to just getting lost in social media, which wastes time. It's a time waste. You'll never get that time back. It's not something to be played around with. Like, is there anything more valuable than your time? Of course not. But all of us, including myself, have accidentally, like I've done this where I'm like, I meant to open up Yelp to get like a restaurant review. And by accident, I opened up YouTube and now I've watched like 30 videos and I'm starving because I was supposed to look on Yelp for a restaurant. Like, and I've just wasted an hour and a half. We've all done it. Number one reason why to limit or have specific boundaries around your social media use is it zaps your energy and waste time. Number two is because you are less creative when you're on social media because it's impossible to daydream, think things through, and process while you're taking in other people's content. In order to be truly creative, in order to create the best content, I know many of you, including myself, our businesses are built by connecting with people through social media. I still want you to create the type of content that lifts you up and lifts other people up and helps people to find you. So like you still need to be creative. And if you stay tuned, I'm going to give you some suggestions on how you can use social media and looking at other people's stuff in a more positive way. But let's face it, you still need to create social media posts that are creative. And in order to create, you can't be like taking in just like fire hose in the face everybody else's content. You need to dream. You need to daydream. You need to process. You need to think about things and mull over them in your head. You need to listen to music. You need to go for a bike ride. You need to just sit and not do anything. You need to watch a television show. You need to listen to a podcast. You need to do things other than have like just this constant interruption. Because when you're looking at social media, it's like every 10 seconds, less than that, it's like a new image, a new image, a new image, a new thought. Like you can't even process it. The next reason why you need to create these boundaries is because your ability to focus is being hindered by what I just mentioned. The fact that every second there's something else grabbing your attention. So when I started to create the content for today's podcast, I opened up Facebook from my desktop. And to the side, on the right-hand side, not only am I seeing other people's posts, I'm seeing ads, I'm seeing just so much at once. I couldn't even focus on the fact that I was trying to focus on Facebook. So imagine what it's doing in general to your brain's ability to focus on anything. Well, we know what it's doing. Our ability to focus has diminished and declined substantially over the last 10 years, so substantially that we're worried about the way the brain is developing. The fourth reason why you want to create boundaries around your use of social media is because it's very addicting. You know, just opening up an app and checking out how many likes you got or if anyone's commented or if anyone's replied to your comment, it gives you a little dopamine burst. You know, you run around like a mouse chasing after a little crumb because it's a little high, it's a little boost, and that can be very addicting. And we all do this. I mean, all ages. Next time you go to a restaurant, I know you've probably noticed this too, look around at the tables where people are waiting for their food. They're not even talking anymore. Everyone just has their head down on their phones. And I mean, I've been guilty of this too, but rarely because I'm also aware. I'm aware that it's not helpful. It's not making me a better person. Yes, I look at my phone. Yes, I look at it way too much, but I'm going to share with you the boundaries that I have because I think I look at it far less than most people do who are in the same position, and it hasn't hurt my business. So if you're making that excuse like, oh, I need to look at social media because I need to stay on top of what everybody else is doing or whatever, I'm here to tell you it's not helping your business. Yes, it is a necessary evil. Yes, some amazing things can come from social media, but we need boundaries. The number five reason is because social media is killing your ability to be present and patient. I mean, I've seen this happen where it's like a mom who's at the park and she's on her phone and, you know, trying to look at something and the kid's going like, mom, 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 like trying to get mom's attention. And it feels like an interruption because there's this overwhelm that happens in our brains when we're trying to focus on stimulation in our hand. We're trying to focus on whatever, writing a post, taking in somebody's post, looking at something in social media, and then you've got the noise of the environment that you're in And then on top of that, you're keeping track of, you know, the real life people who are in the vicinity, even perhaps your children. So you feel this like overwhelm, and the response to overwhelm is to snap, is to have less patience, or not to be present. Ironically, social media is about connections, right? Like we're trying to make a connection with other people, but it kills our ability to connect with real people. And the number six reason why you need to create limits on how and when you use social media is because you deserve to be happier. We now know that social media has a tremendous impact on two things, our happiness and our sex lives. Is that crazy? Research from Leibniz Institute, Department of Sociology, reported that people over 30 were less happy today than they were 15 years ago. And the more screen time adults have, the less sex and the less happiness they report. Is that crazy? Now, there's obviously reasons for this, but one of the biggest reasons is that we don't feel good about ourselves. When you open up your Explore page, when you open up any app, and the first thing you're doing is usually seeing social media superstars who have, you know, perfectly posed, photoshopped photos and beautiful bodies. And, you know, you're seeing this like their best life, best image stuff. It's hard not to compare yourself. It's really hard not to do that. And you're never going to feel good about that because there's always someone richer, taller, younger, prettier, like, all those things. More successful, all those things. And they affect our happiness. And you know what? When we don't feel good about ourselves, you're not connecting with other people physically, that's for sure. Not to mention the fact that you're probably on your phone just before you go to bed. Does that get you in the mood? Does that help you to feel connected to your partner if you're scrolling through social media? And even if you're not trying to see these things that make you feel like you need to compare yourself, you just end up seeing them. If you open up your Explore page, if you're scrolling through your news feed, you're gonna see these things. And they're not going to make you feel more connected to the people who matter most. Without a doubt, there's at least 100 other reasons why you need to limit and set specific guidelines for yourself when it comes to social media. But I want to end with this one. Social media is the equivalent of emotional eating. Now, if you're an emotional eater, even if you're not, we've all had times where we've eaten things just because we weren't hungry. We're just trying to like feel something or not feel something. And that's what we've done with social media. Social media is dangerous because it has the ability to rob from you the potential that you have. If you're just using social media, first thing when you wake up in the morning, if you're using it in kind of the way people do with emotional eating, like it's something to do. It's what you do when you're bored. It's what you do when you don't feel like thinking about something else or doing something else. If you're using social media to not have to do things, to keep your mind busy, to keep your mind off of things, then you've entered into a dangerous realm. And I want to share with you some strategies that I think are going to help you break this cycle. My very first piece of advice for you is to give yourself screen time, scheduled screen time. Now, if you're a parent of young children, this is an absolute must. Oh my gosh. I just can't even tell what a disservice you're doing to your child by allowing them to just have a digital device at all times. And yes, I did have small children during the time when iPads and Game Boys and all those things were the go-to for parents. We let our kids have screen time, but it was scheduled and it was specific, and they didn't spend much time on their screens. They weren't those kids because they developed other tools. They developed other things to keep them interested and happy and entertained. They learned how to color. They learned how to play games in the car. They learned how to have conversations with adults. Again, I'm not trying to sound like, oh, we had perfect kids, because there's plenty of times when I put in, you know, a video to keep them entertained, or they were at dinner at the table at a restaurant for too long, and it was unfair to them to ask them to sit perfectly still, and you might pull out, you know, give them your phone or whatever. There are specific hours and amounts of time. And that's not for me to decide for you, but it is really important that you understand children thrive with structure when they know what the expectations are and there's no debate. We don't debate our kids, people. Oh, shoot. This is going to turn into a parenting podcast if I'm not careful. Okay, back to you creating scheduled screen time. So I have scheduled screen time that I have every day, and I have hours where I don't check or go on social media. And that's almost even more important. In fact, I would dare suggest that you start by that, by scheduling hours that you don't go and check social media. For me, that is my power hour. So there's about a 2 to 3 hour chunk in the middle of the day, which is right now. It's 12:30 p.m. where I'm super creative, super focused, and I get work done. And I can get more done in 3 hours than I could if I scheduled those hours during a different part of the day. Like, this is the time when I'm most focused, most energized, most creative. So I don't want to interrupt that flow with social media. As tempting as it might be, I won't open it. I put my phone, I turn off all notifications, and I just put my nose down and work. And that's how I'm able to get a lot more done in far less time and actually live life. I also think it's important that you have hours or times during which you don't allow yourself to go on social media. For me, it's really important to connect with my husband. We both obviously work in the same business. We're around the same people. We also check social media all the time to see what our business accounts are doing. I mean, I think we have maybe 15 Instagram accounts, quite a few Facebook accounts. You know, each one of our brands has its own account, and there are people who are in charge of those, and that content is a reflection of us. So it's tempting sometimes to just be on social media to just make sure things look the way they're supposed to look. That's excluding the social media that we like to do just because it's fun and entertaining. So we have to set boundaries. We have to set limitations on ourselves. Another time that I do not at all look at social media is when I'm exercising. Now, I don't know, Brett probably won't listen to this, but I'm going to tell you, this is something I keep telling him. Honey, we work out together a lot of times, right? And I can see his mood change. And I always remind him, now he's going to get there in his own time, but I always remind him, this is your time. Don't interrupt your workout with something that's going to make you upset or annoyed or distract you. So that's something that's really important to me for a couple of reasons. I used to look at social media in between sets. Like, let's say I'm doing intervals or I'm doing a HIIT workout or I'm lifting heavy. In between sets, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to rest for 20 seconds before I start this next set. And I would open up my phone and look at something on social media. Wrong. You know what? It destroyed my workouts. I'd like to say that social media can ruin your body because you're going to spend so much more time and get so much less done. And it's distracting. Like, fitness for me is how I clear my mind. I'm not clearing my mind if I'm filling it with social media. So I never, never open social media while I'm working out. Now, I might film something that I'm going to post later in social media, but I don't post it as part of my workout. And I don't film until either my workout, I either film before my workout starts or once my workout is complete, but I never do it in the middle. And I know it might look like it's in the middle, but it's not. True confession, because I work out for my brain. I work out for myself. It's a treat. And I don't want to feel distracted while I'm doing that. My next tip is to clean house and unfollow people. Social media, as we know, can spark or trigger negative feelings. Now, when we're getting likes and comments, it's all rosy and good, right? But when we are seeing images that force us or trigger us, I should say, to compare or to feel like we should be doing more or that we should be better or that we're not as good as, that makes us feel unhappy. And there are certain people, certain types of content, certain accounts that just make us feel this way. And why is it we open up our explore page and those are like the first images we tap on, or we open up our newsfeed and those are the first people we see? It's time to unfollow. unfollow people who trigger that feeling for you. And I've had to do this. And I've followed so many people over the years that I'm like, who even is this person? It's going to take me some time to really clean house. But what I've done, and please don't be offended if you're one of the people that I've unfollowed, because there's lots of reasons why I've unfollowed people. I've unfollowed as many people as possible that trigger something in me because all they post about is work. And it makes me feel like I'm not working hard enough. Like, maybe your content's great. And there's a whole bunch of people that I still look them up on occasion when it's scheduled, when I've set aside time specifically to look at other people's content. But what I don't want to do is open up my phone and that's the first thing I see on my newsfeed are people who trigger comparison in me. Comparison of my body, my weight, my business. I've unfollowed people who I'm no longer friends with, or I've heard they've said, you know, horrible things about me, or they've done things I don't agree with. Like, why do I need to follow people who, you know, I don't have them in my real life for a reason? So why would I have them in my virtual life? We both do this, right? Like, you follow these people who you're like, I don't like them, but I'm going to follow them so I can open up their account and I can look at them and I can judge them. And I can go, look at you just smiling and all happy. Yeah, I know what's behind that smile. You know what I mean? Like, it's just negativity. And it makes me think thoughts that I'm not proud of. So I need to release them from my real life. I should just release them from my virtual life, pray for their prosperity, hope that they do well, and not tempt myself to have like negative thoughts or to be derailed by seeing their stuff, you know? So unfollow those kinds of people. Unfollow people who make you do comparisons. Unfollow people who you're like, I'm not even sure why I'm following this person. And if you're not sure, like, go back and check their account. And if there's something there of value that you want to see, okay, fine, continue to follow. But if you're like, I'm not even sure why I followed this person, unfollow. It's one less thing you have to see when you open your phone. Hold up. However, before you start unfollowing everyone, don't unfollow someone to send them a message. I think that is so juvenile. Like, speaking of juvenile, I love watching The Housewives on Bravo. It doesn't matter which housewife organization. I love them all. They are amazing, fun to watch because it's a distraction, right? It's like, oh gosh, who even acts this way? I can't even believe women act this way. But one thing that happened recently is one of the housewives, I can't even remember which franchise it was, but, you know, to make a statement to the other women, she unfollowed all of them. I thought, really? I mean, come on, what are we in fourth grade? So don't unfollow someone to make a statement to them. Like, if you think that that will upset them, or that even if you don't know if it'll upset them, if they'll see it and they'll feel like betrayed or feel like you're trying to send them a message, then don't unfollow them. Just hide their posts. You can mute posts. You can mute stories. You can turn on notifications of the kinds of accounts that you do want to interact with. I mean, unfollowing somebody is, it's so passive aggressive. It's so weak. It's so juvenile. Like, I don't even get it. I really don't. Seriously. Like, we're not children. So don't act like children. Like, you know, unfollow someone because you don't know them or they trigger you, but don't unfollow someone to like send them a message. Like, that's so, I can't. However, if you do need to stop seeing something for your own personal preservation, just mute it. Mute their story, hide their story, and be done with it. You don't need to make a statement. And if you do, then you should probably make it in person or voice to voice or person to person and not by like making a statement in social media. One way to kind of clean house, and this is my next tip, is to make note of the people who do lift you up when you see their stuff in social media. Like, you love what they stand for. They make you feel good. They make you feel normal. They make you feel like a, I don't know, they give you motivation. I've got some of those people. And you know what I just did recently? And I encourage you to do this too. I turned on both my post notifications and their story notifications. That way I can see when they've just posted and I can interact with them quickly. And that is a boost for me. And that feels good. Like that I'm intentionally drinking up positive, happy, motivating, inspirational, educational, whatever the content is, I know this content is making me better. It's inspiring me. It's motivating me. These are happy, positive people that I want in my life that I want to connect with. So I'm taking control of the way I'm using social media to make me a better person. And I encourage you to do the same. You know, turn on post notifications. And I'd love for you to do that for me. But, you know, I honestly, if there's something about the way I post that makes you, you know, triggers negative feelings for you, you should unfollow me. You should hide my post because I care enough about you to tell you, you need to take care of your own mindset. And when we're taking in content that makes us feel like we should be exercising harder or working more hours or looking a certain way or whatever it is, if it doesn't make you feel good about yourself, then don't expose yourself to it. If you're using social media to build your business, there are a few different things I might suggest you do, but I still believe you need all of these parameters in place, probably more so than the average person, because if you're trying to build a business, and of course you need to use social media to do that, you more than anyone needs to spend your time wisely in social media. You, the person who is building a business, using social media, which I know you need social media to do that, you should, number one, be listening to Build Your Tribe. And number two, you more than anyone need parameters and specific restrictions that you place on yourself so that the time that you're using social media is not just to keep yourself distracted. It needs to intentionally be used to build your business. It should be to connect with people who you can help. It should be for you to not like update your family with, you know, pictures of your latest puppy, but to create the type of content that attracts the kind of people that you want to serve in your business. My co-host, Brock Johnson, also happens to be my son, and myself, we've done tons of episodes specifically on how to use social media for business owners. Those episodes are found on Build Your Tribe. And as I've mentioned before, there's over 200 episodes, I believe, of Build Your Tribe. It's free business advice. Trust me, that is a better use of your time than scrolling mindlessly through social media and then telling yourself like, oh, I'm working, I'm building my business. No, you're wasting time if you don't have a plan on how specifically you're using social media to drive email traffic and or business. Lastly, I want to suggest that you consider which apps are taking up the most time for you and not productively, like it's not helping you. So for example, I probably spend the majority of my time when I'm on my phone listening to either an audiobook, a virtual training, or a podcast. I spend very little time looking at other people's content. The content that I do look at is because I've turned on a post notification, or this is someone in particular who I feel like they're helping me, I'm learning something from them, I'm inspired by them, or maybe I'm just entertained by them. But those are specific people. I'm making a conscientious effort, I'm choosing to consume that content as opposed to being served that content. And remember, we're automatically served up content, content that we might not even want to look at, when our eyes go to the explore page or to our news feed. So you have two options. Number one, you can divert your eyes. I do this myself. The second I open up my phone, I look down and I tap on my own little icon, and that takes me directly to my page where I am able to look at my most recent post, interact with you, offer feedback, reply to DMs. That's option number one. Option number two is you've got a clean house so that when you are seeing your news feed, it's content you deliberately want to see because it makes things better, or it makes you better. It makes life better. It's better for you. It's in your best interest. Okay, I know I said last tip, but there's just one more thing I want to add, and it's this. You know, there's people who are really important to you, that matter to you, that have either mentored you or been there for you. Maybe it's family, maybe it's friends, maybe it's someone who has lent a hand or taught you a great deal. And they're people you actually want to stay connected with. You want to know what's going on in their lives. Don't forget that there's a handful of people you should probably turn on your post notifications just to know what's going on, to be there for them so that when they do post, you can encourage, you can drop by and say hello, you can support them. You know, social media isn't just all about what do I get from it. It's also what you give. So as I wrap up, knowing that you're going to unfollow a whole bunch of people today and clean up your news feed, I also want you to, before you even open up your phone and look at social, I want you to take out a pen and a piece of paper and just ask yourself, who are some important people who I should connect with? By important people, I mean, they're important in your heart. People that maybe they need your support. Maybe they need you to stop by and say hello. Maybe they just need you to like one of their photos from time to time, right? Like, we get so caught up in ourselves. But don't open your social media to do this. I just want you to, like, who comes to mind first, like on your heart? Who are those people? And while yes, I would much prefer you to send them a text. Actually, I would much prefer for you to send them a handwritten letter. Maybe you're already doing those things. It might just be nice for you to extend that connection into social media with the people who matter most. And I did not forget to update you on Brock. So it has been a month since Brock left social media, and I was talking to him yesterday. I said, so how's it going? Like, is it weird? I mean, because you understand, he has built his business teaching entrepreneurs how to use social media to build their business, specifically using stories. Like, that's kind of his expertise. So he was constantly on social media, connecting with people, connecting with his customers, and creating stories and content. So I was really curious to see how this break has turned out for him. Now, granted, he's in double days for football. He's a quarterback at UC Davis. So his time is quite filled, but he said, he walked me through. He goes, yeah, it was so strange at first, Mom, because I realized how much time I was spending on my phone and that I just was never not doing something. Because whenever I had a break before, I would open up my phone and work or connect or create or whatever. And so when I didn't have that, I kind of didn't know what to do with myself when there was nothing to do. So it took me a couple of days before I realized I like my brain to be engaged. I know what I can do. I can read. And he's like, I've just been blowing through so many great books, books that I can't put them down. I'm just devouring it. And it's really helped me. And like I said, well, tell me, what book are you reading? And he said, I just read Extreme Ownership. It's a book written by Navy SEALs. And he said, I read that book start to finish in like less than 2 days. And then I talked to my head football coach and I said, I really want to share some of the principles of this book with my teammates. And he's like, you know, like, if I'm just consuming social media, there's nothing that would have had such a profound effect on me. I'd be like, hey, coach, I really want to talk to my teammates about something I saw on Instagram today. He's like, it's making me better. And he's like, one of my friends, a fellow quarterback, was like, man, it's so great to see what you're like not having to worry about social media. And Brock said at first that kind of bummed him out. He's like, you know, does that mean I've been like distracted or people see me as being not present? And he actually asked his friend that. And he said, no, you know, I just know that it's always on your mind. And that's kind of true. So if you're the person who's always on social, even when you're not on your phone, I've been around these kinds of people, the type that they can put their phone down and give you eye contact for a couple of minutes, but you can almost feel their skin crawling. You can feel the like anxiety bubbling up in their chest, knowing that they're just dying to pick up their phone again. You know, so that means it's a habit you need to break. And I wanted to share that story with Brock because he said it's really helped him to take in things that are expanding his brain in a more specific way. And he's talked about movies and documentaries that he's watched and books he's read and just being able to, with his friends or anyone else for that matter, just really enjoy it. I give him credit because going off of social media affected his bottom line. He's got a business. By the way, I should probably give him a shout out here. If you're interested in growing your social media for your business, you want to go to helpwithhashtags.com. That's a course that he developed during the off season, and that's what he spent most of his time like kind of promoting most recently. And, you know, there's no sales coming in per se when he's not promoting it in social media. So how is he creating business without social media? He's doing some advertising, a little bit of advertising on Instagram and on Facebook. So there are ways to do this. I'm not suggesting you need to completely come off of social media, but there are ways to automate your business and there are ways to connect with people and to continue to grow your business But those foundations are built in social media when we establish appropriate boundaries and structure, when we create systems that allow us to do what we need to do in social media and not let it take over and control our brains. I hope this has been helpful to you. I would love for you to spend more time listening to podcasts. I really do. I want you to do that. It makes you better. I don't understand people who don't listen to podcasts. Hello. I know I'm preaching to the choir. Hello. You listen to podcasts. But are you with me? Are you like, you know, your friends who don't get it? You're like, wow. You almost feel sorry for them. I mean, we don't want to let them hear this. It's not like we look down on them. It's just like they haven't discovered it. Right? And so you almost are like, wow, if you only knew what you were missing out on, it's crazy how much smarter and how much happier and how much more informed, how much more I know. And it makes me a much better person listening to podcasts. Like I don't know, someday they'll learn and you're going to be like, yeah, I told you so. It's amazing. So there's some great podcasts for you to listen to. I did an episode a few back where I listed some of my favorites. You can find that by just, you know, looking through available episodes on any podcast app. You can see I have over 300 hours of episodes here on The Chalin Show. And one of those shows, I shared with you my favorite podcast at the moment. It's always changing, but I do. I love learning through this mode. I love podcasts. I love Audible books. And I also love virtual courses that I can consume it in an audible form. Like that's the way I learn and listen best. So I love learning this way. And obviously you do too. So I'm preaching to the choir. Anyways, you know, you're thebomb.com. I love you. Thank you for being so smart. Thank you for being so cool. Thank you for the time you've invested with me today. And until we have a chance to spend some time together again, just please know how much I appreciate that you try to turn other people onto this podcast. Go ahead, send them a text, let them know about this episode. I love you. Talk to you soon.